From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The last few months have seen numerous changes to the H-2A program, including hundreds of pages of rule updates, survey results, and wage changes. The Georgia Farm Bureau reports while these changes can negatively impact fruit and vegetable producers, the 14% increase in the adverse effect wage rate will have a dramatic impact, costing Georgia growers an estimated $120 million in additional wages. A bill has been introduced to reverse the increase. Farmer sentiment weakened again in March as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer fell 8 points to a reading of 117. Both the Index of Current Conditions and Index of Future Expectations declined 8 points in March, leaving the Current Condition Index at 126 and the Future Expectations Index at 113. Weaker prices for key commodities, including wheat, corn, and soybeans, from mid-February through mid-March were a key factor behind this month's weaker sentiment reading. Some 41 senators reintroduced legislation to permanently repeal the federal estate tax. The Death Tax Repeal Act would end a tax that hits family-run farms, ranches, and businesses hard after the owner's death. South Dakota Republican John Thune says family-owned farms and ranches often bear the brunt of this tax, which makes it difficult and costly to pass these businesses down to future generations.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.